LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli airstrikes overnight killed at least 85 Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Israel also restoring a blockade in northern Gaza, including over Gaza City, closing off a key north-south corridor. Here's ABC's Matt Rivers in Tel Aviv.
Death toll since Tuesday morning, a staggering 500-plus people, and more evacuation orders are coming, says Israel's defense minister, saying if Palestinian civilians don't get rid of Hamas on their own, quote, the alternative is complete destruction.
Senior officials from across Europe are meeting today to flesh out plans for an international peacekeeping force for Ukraine. It's not clear as of now how many countries are willing to send troops. President Trump expected today to sign an executive order starting the process for eliminating the Department of Education. Actually doing that would require an act of Congress. Slightly more people applied for unemployment benefits last week, but the number is still historically low. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin State Senate has unanimously passed a bill meant to protect women receiving medical care who are either unconscious or under anesthesia. The bill would require written consent to perform pelvic exams on women involving a medical student. The legislation has wide support from health groups in the state, including the Wisconsin Nursing Association, Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health, and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The bill still needs to pass the full state assembly before heading to Governor Tony Evers. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for new export expansion grants. According to a press release, the grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports and seek to promote the growth of the state's dairy, meat, and crop exports. Meat or crop exports will be eligible for between $25,000 and $50,000 in grant funding. Dairy exports will be eligible for between $25,000 and $100,000. Grant applications must be submitted by April 9th. A Hayward man has officially been charged in Sawyer County Circuit Court in relation to a December shooting incident. According to court documents, 18-year-old Elijah Pacheco is facing charges of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety. He's accused of shooting at a 17-year-old near Round Lake School Road, who was later taken to the hospital with wounds to his face and arm. The victim allegedly told authorities that Pacheco believed he had some involvement in a prior shooting incident. Construction crews have started demolition work for renovations at the Vaughan Public Library in Ashland. The downtown library is undergoing an $8 million renovation project in two phases, with its reopening scheduled for next February or March. The renovations will include improved lighting, heating and cooling, and electricity infrastructure. It will also see the introduction of a community gathering place and additional space for library collections. The library will operate out of the former CESA 12 building until renovations are complete. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Tournament time for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. March Madness, the Badgers in Denver to face Montana today. Now, the city of Milwaukee will also host some tournament games this weekend. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he'd preferred Fiserv Forum instead of Ball Arena in Colorado.
I thought we got a really good seed. I understand why we got sent to Denver based on the seed lines, with Kentucky, Texas Tech, Iowa State all ahead of us at the three lines. So, you know, Sunday didn't matter. I don't think even Saturday mattered in terms of the committee's eyes. I think we were locked. So you turn the page and get ready to go play.
Baseball opening day a week from today in New York when the Brewers play the Yankees. One pitcher for the crew to watch for is 25-year-old right-hander Craig Yoho, who's had a good spring training, but for now is being sent to the minors.
I mean, yeah, it was a good experience. You know, I played well, a lot of confidence going into the season, and that's where I want to be. And, you know, I want to be helping the team win as much as possible this season. And so, you know, when my time comes, I'll be ready for it.
That's Brewers pitcher Craig Yoho with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. The wind will be west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
The Madness.
Blackwell inside, and he sends it down with the right hand.
Starts.
Tanjay with bad intentions.
Now.
Long three, left side, bucket.
It's the NCAA Tournament. Join us Thursday, live from Denver, Colorado. It's Wisconsin and Montana. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Wisconsin basketball.
To the rim, slam dunk, Carter Gilmore.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, can the Trump administration impeach judges who don't do what they want? Jim Santel will answer those questions and more, plus sports and weather. Do not miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Mattenair on air.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. The phone lines are open. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Let's go to the phone lines. And Mary, good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Hey, I'm calling in again with kudos for the Contrarian on Substack. I listened to them again this morning. They're on live three times weekly. It has Wisconsin's back, highlighting our election, our April 1st election, interviewing Ben Wickler this week, and posting, you know, writings about Wisconsin's election on their site. And so I'd like to encourage people to reach out for content. They're also encouraging people to reach out for contact to become an election inspector on April 1st. And wow, Jennifer and or Norm are talking about coming to Wisconsin on April 1st in support of our election. It'd be great if they come, if they could be interviewed on civic media. So do check the Contrarian on Substack out. It has our back.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, I have to say this. You know, last year, I think there was something, I don't know, I forgot the number. Might have been $60 million spent in the state Supreme Court race, $59 million, somewhere around there. They're talking about almost $100 million will be spent by the time this is done in this race here in the state of Wisconsin. Man, what the hell is wrong with people, man? You know, $100 million spent for a state Supreme Court race? Man, do you understand the impact that $100 million can have in the lives of people who struggle? $100 million. You know, Donald Trump and his minions are talking about figuring out a way to cut support for homeless people, man, and food stamps. And yet we can spend $100 million in a race for one state Supreme Court justice. When does this madness end? Look, this nation is headed on a trajectory of no return. Nobody understands or nobody feels just how ridiculous it is to spend $100 million for a state Supreme Court seat. $100 million. Man. Well, you know, we're spending too much money on feeding people. We're spending too much money on helping them with the heat during the winter. Yeah, well, we don't have enough money. We can't for health insurance, and people who don't have health insurance, you know, we don't have enough money to keep the hospitals open. But we can spend $100 million on one state Supreme Court seat. Man, the nation is falling apart. Oh, it's already falling apart. And I don't know if anybody thinks this can continue. How can it possibly continue at this rate? So it went from 58 or 59 million with Justice Janet Protasiewicz's race last year to almost 100 million, almost doubled in 1 year. It's going to move even higher next year and the year after that. And people have no problem throwing that kind of money away. It has no value if you can spend it like that. And then on foolishness, look at the commercials. I mean, nothing that I see in those commercials is making me make a decision on who I'm going to vote for. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's nonsensical. Well, no, so-and-so, you know, had a five-year-old baby got raped, and so they, what does that have to do with anything? But yet they can spend $100 million. My God. Let's go to Mark from Prairie du Sac. Hey, good morning to you, Mark. Hey, man, help me understand that.
I can't wrap my mind around it for doing that kind of thing. But I mean, it is just the ridiculousness of how much money is in politics. It has been a problem for a long time. The Supreme Court just made it worse when they passed Citizens United. One of my beefs is the rewriting of history, or just try to eliminate history with the whole thing. Like at Arlington National Cemetery, where they're taking off the removing the names of off the web pages of Black Americans.
Hey, man, Jackie Robinson.
I guess they put his name back up again. But for all these other people, I mean, and they're renaming the forts back to the Confederate generals' names. But they say, well, no, it wasn't named after the Confederate general. It was named after this guy here who just happened to have the same name. And I call BS on that. I mean, I'm just, you know, I've had a belly full. I mean, I heard this is not an original idea myself, but I mean, a commentator commented that this is getting to be like Chairman Mao, who had his cultural revolution and just kind of eliminated, you know, Chinese history to remake it in his image and his idea of, you know, his political image, what he wanted to see happen. And that's what we're seeing with Trump. I mean, that, you know, we're supposed to forget the fact that the Civil War was fought over slavery. I mean, you look at the cornerstone speech by Alexander Stevenson, it was all about. He said, this is what it's all about. We're supposed to eliminate that, pretend that this stuff never happened. I mean, getting rid of DEI, I mean, what the hell is wrong with diversity, equity, inclusion? That means we're including everybody. That case out in Idaho now that some teacher's getting smacked around because she had a sign up, everybody is welcome here, and had the old, I mean, I remember those hand signs from back in the 70s, for God's sake.
You know what, Mark? Here's what they need to understand. Because the so-called culture wars that they've come up with and that people have jumped on board and support, look, as a black man in America, watching what they're doing, trying to eliminate the history of what happened to blacks in this country, and then to turn around and say Native Americans and anybody other than white says something about the people who are pushing that, okay? And so why are they trying to make those people who support that believe that, again, the only people on the face of the earth that count are people who are European and white and European? It's ridiculous. This nation is supposedly a melting pot, right? What America is, and I'll say it for the 100th time, is there isn't a nationality called an American. It's everybody. So you can't change the definition of what an American is because you're doing away with diversity, equity, and inclusion. How does that make you feel better, Mark?
It's male. I mean, it's white male. That's the only thing that's supposed to be important. I mean, it is just why there are women that are supporting this stuff because they're next on the list.
But no question.
I mean, that it is just beyond me to, you know, I'm 66 years old now, and it just is, I thought we'd put all this crap behind us, but I mean, that these guys have been lying in the weeds, building up their resentments, able to exploit the resentments of these people, and they don't seem to realize that it's your aristocracy, once again, the aristocracy that brought us into the Civil War.
Hey, Mark,
you
know what else they've done? They've done a great job of leading those people to the fountain and getting them to be concerned about culture wars at the same time they're trying to take away Social Security, taking away the Department of Education. They want people to be ignorant. They don't want the American people to be able to think. And so guess what many of the American people are doing? They're following exactly what they've set in motion. Right? They don't want them to be able to think. They want to think for them, the people who are calling these shots. And far too many Americans have gone down that primrose path, Mark, and they can't get beyond it. You know, they're looking at Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and now all of a sudden some of the people who voted for Donald Trump are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't vote for Elon Musk. Okay, and I'm upset about that, but they don't understand Elon Musk wouldn't be doing what he's doing if it wasn't for the guy they voted for, Mark. Elon Musk got his juice from Donald Trump.
I mean, and Donald Trump promised in his first campaign back in 2015-16 that he was going to take on the rich. He was going to make sure the rich paid their fair share of taxes. Well, like BS on that. I mean, he's just going for more and more tax cuts for the guys. He wants to eliminate taxes because, so, you know, those guys aren't going to be paying anything.
Hey, Mark, thank you very much for the call. It's your thing. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842. Coming right back to you on the phone lines.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Let's go to Thomas. Good morning to you, Thomas. What's on your mind?
Hi, Earl.
Yes, sir.
First, I just want to say, a billionaire makes us pay for his golf weekends, then tells us we can't have health, education, or science, or any of that stuff. It drives me nuts. But another topic with the Supreme Court thing, I'm getting a little, I'll be really concerned. Yesterday, or last night, I was watching Tubi. Every commercial break was Schimmel.
Yes.
And with the cops, the judges, and I know Crawford doesn't have that bankroll yet, but I've been saying this for weeks now. Where finally I'm seeing stuff about the rape kits not being taken care of and all that, but it's you're getting so saturated with Schimmel that it worries me. I'm hoping people will wake up to that.
Hey Thomas, they're gonna spend $100 million, man. Not $100,000. $100 million for one state Supreme Court seat, and yet we're cutting all these programs because we say we can't afford it. Man.
Right.
If you can afford to spend $100 million for a Supreme Court seat, here's the other side of that, Tom. What are they looking to get? Okay.
That's just it. That is it. What's in it for them?
Yes.
You can't spend, George Carlin said, you know, you can't give somebody $100 million and expect them not to be owned by the somebody who gave them $100 million.
Hey, Thomas, you're right on point. Thank you very much for the call. Up next, Jack from Racine. Good morning to you, Jack. It's your thing, man. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about.
Thank you, Earl. Good morning. You're having a wonderful show today. Some great comments. I started off wanting to talk about the money in politics that you've come back to. And I'm thinking throughout my life, there's been numerous efforts to get money out of politics and have public funding and regulate the amount that's spent on, usually by the Democratic Party and independents and opposed by the Republicans. And we're seeing why, you know, since just today, with they can dominate the money hunt to pay for ads and things that the gentleman was just talking about. So, you know, it's a shame, but they got control of the Supreme Court. They got Citizen United, made corporations people. We don't know who actually is putting money into these things, but I guess we know we got Musk putting in $10 million for Schimmel. That should tell people something, that he's Schimmel is Musk's man. And but, you know, there's an outrage every day. I mean, I just read that the Disabilities Act is being changed.
Absolutely.
There's a federal order, 11 parts of the Disabilities Act. So, you know, where businesses don't have to accommodate people with disabilities in different ways anymore because of that. Social Security, they're cutting Social Security departments, so people have to go miles and miles to get to Social Security to do simple things they could use on the phone, because they're stopping phone contact.
Yes.
It's just an unbelievable situation. I mean, and I heard a figure that I think is put up by a congressman from Connecticut, which has a lot of insurance companies. He said, you know, I know something about insurance. He said the cost of the Social Security for administration is 1%.
Yes.
1% of it. He said that in insurance companies for health insurance, that starts at 16% and goes up in terms of the cost of administration. So they're going after these institutions because they philosophically and financially don't agree with them. They'd rather have that money in their private fund, the Social Security Trust Fund. And by the way, he had one last figure, is about $2.3 trillion that they're looking for tax breaks for primarily wealthy people. That's what money in the Social Security.
$4.5 trillion is what they're looking for. But here's $4.5. So, but here's the other side of all that, Jack. Here's the other side of it. They're saying, hey, the majority of the American people don't like Elon Musk, and even the MAGAs, they don't like Elon Musk, and Elon Musk didn't get elected by the people. But man, Elon Musk is sitting at the right hand of Donald Trump. There wouldn't be an Elon Musk if Donald Trump didn't sanction him. So I don't know how you can say it's not Donald Trump, it's Elon Musk. Donald Trump gave Elon Musk that position of power. And so it's only Donald Trump who can remove him. So for those people who keep saying, well, you know, the majority of the American people don't like Donald Trump. Don't like Elon Musk. Hey, talk to the guy who you put in office. That's his guy. 855-752-4842 is the number, guys. Hang on. It's your thing. Do what you want to do on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding local municipalities to submit grant applications for the ATV-UTV trail aid projects by April 15th. According to a press release, municipalities can apply for the grant funding to help acquire, develop, and maintain ATV and UTV trails in their communities. Trails available in the spring, summer, and fall could be eligible for as much as $1,000 per mile in maintenance cost reimbursement, and winter-only trails could be eligible for up to $300 per mile. The Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership will receive $10 million in grant funding to develop a statewide apprenticeship network. According to organization officials, the grant funding will be spread out over 5 years and will focus on underrepresented populations in the state. The Department of Workforce Development reported record numbers for apprenticeships in 2024, supporting industries like construction and manufacturing. The organization's Apprenticeship Pathway Coalition Initiative will oversee the funding. A food drive started in Duluth after billionaire Kathy Cargo criticized local residents for questioning her property purchases in Park Point last year is back. The Duluth Cheerio Drive began when Cargo was quoted in a Wall Street Journal article saying Mayor Roger Reinhart peed in his Cheerios when he backed community members asking for more information on her proposed land purchases. The criticisms led Cargill to back out of her plans entirely. Residents took offense to that comment and raised over $50,000 for local organizations like CHUM in response. One person was killed and two seriously injured in a Barron County crash on Tuesday morning. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at around 6 a.m. near the intersection of 18th Street and 8 and a half Avenue, just south of Barron. A 50-year-old man sitting in the passenger seat was killed in the crash. The 34-year-old driver and a 44-year-old passenger were both flown to Regents Hospital with serious injuries. Authorities say speed was a factor in the crash, which saw the car leave the roadway and roll over into a wooded area. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon. The wind will be west to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mm-hmm.
what you're feeling, there's a reason for. I wanna do right. Oh, gotta do right. Do I love you? Oh, you know I've tried. But what you after, can't find in my eyes. I'm gonna do right.
All right, and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Let's go to Brendan. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I just want to talk about the hypocrisy and the actual racism that comes directly from the Oval Office. 3 points. The bill that he has just signed, no longer making it mandatory for segregation with government contracts. This is a slow walk right back towards white fountains and black bathrooms. Then I want to talk about, just mention, the hypocrisy as far as the treatment of women. This idiot brought the Tate brothers back to the United States of America. They were trafficking people, okay? They're trying to get MAGA, the core MAGA, the racists, the bigots, the core MAGA, not all MAGA people, okay? Because a lot of MAGA people wanted what he was lying to them about, and I get it. But they're trying to get this officer who killed George Floyd in front of the whole country. They're trying to get him sprung free, okay? So this, I had mentioned this 6 months ago or so, that the racism of this party is the core and the glowing ember that we need to put out, okay? And this is what's going on in our country right now. They're trying to erase black history. They're trying to push misogyny upon us, and it's got to end. And we need to stand shoulder to shoulder with LGBTQ people, black, white, yellow, brown. All of us need to get together and stand shoulder. Look at what happened in Belarus a week ago. Over 40,000 people got together in the city and were chanting together. That's how change is done. And we got to start now, because this idiot is just lost his mind and thinks he can do whatever he wants. And now he's actually controlling the purse strings, because we signed the CR. And there was no good decision to be made there. But we got to get together, people.
You know, Brendan, man, thank you for being so forthright, because you just pointed out what's at the root of all of this. And there are far too many Americans who won't admit it, and who hide behind that veil of this is DEI and affirmative action is discriminatory to white men. And anybody who supports that, come on, man. You know, you can't tell me that they really believe that. Okay? The facts don't point any of that out, yet they're all those who are supporting Trump and what they are doing are all going along with that foolishness, man. You know, and so what do they think is going to happen in this country? Do they think that we're going to go back to a time, you know, when blacks were treated in the manner that we were historically? It's not going to happen. And they're just opening this whole thing up for a confrontation, man, that is not going to be good. And so for those who support Donald Trump and his racist tactics, you know, it's not going to be good, man. You're destroying this nation, and we're not going back, okay? We're not going back. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Cindy, you're up next.
Hey, Earl. Well, I give Tammy and Mark Buchanan some credit for doing their little tours, but where the hell were they last week when Chuck Schumer voted for this stupid bill? And what are they doing in Washington, D.C.?
You know, I've always talked about politricks and politricksters. And, you know, when you're more concerned, Cindy, about your seat, then something is wrong. And that's on us. That's on us, the voters. When the people that we elect can't stand up and speak the truth about what's happening in the nation because they're concerned about losing their seat, they deserve to lose their seat. It's just not about protecting their seats. I don't give a rip about them and their seats. I'm concerned about what's in the best interest of the American people. Go ahead, Cindy.
Nope, that's all I had to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Let's go to Ann. Hey, good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. The bottom line is it's all about the rich getting richer, and anyone that voted for Trump is a racist, period. And we'll see how racist Wisconsin is after this election. I think Trump wants a civil war right here to arrest all the black and brown people and any white person that didn't vote for him, because he probably has all that information. So we need to fight back. And, you know, with Schimmel, like, saying already worried about voting being a fraud, when they're the ones that don't want to count the votes as they come in, they want to wait for the mail-in ballots, that was all on them. But then once again, they're going to make it like it was a left problem.
You know, Ann, well, you said a lot because that's exactly what Republicans are talking about now. If the race is fair, what the hell are they talking about? If the race is fair, you know, so when Donald Trump won, when they win, no problem. Okay.
Yep.
But when they lose, they're like a bunch of children. They didn't get their way. Thank you very much for the call, Ann. Who's up next? Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Oh, good morning. I actually thought what Brandon said was correct. And we need to get together as a group, and we need to stand firm. I do not like this fact that we are giving in left and right to the mega crowd. We are losing our Constitution, as I said, and the rule of law. And we are not sheep. We have fought for this country. And all people have fought. Women, people of color, the Navajo code talkers. If it wasn't for them, we could be speaking Japanese now. People don't realize that this country is based on all people. It's we the people. It's not white people only. It's we the people who make this country strong and survive. And so now we need to get together, and we need to stand firm and say we've had enough. Enough is enough. And we're not going to accept this anymore.
You know what? Well, Susan, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John. Good morning to you, John. You say what?
Earl, you're not going to want to hear this, but you probably are the biggest racist I've ever heard of. And every time things don't go your way, you pull out the race card. It's race this, race that, and you play
John.
It doesn't mean anything.
Hey, John,
anymore.
Let me say this to you. It doesn't mean anything to you, okay? But that doesn't mean it doesn't mean anything to the rest of us who've been here longer than you. And so let me say this to you, man, because
I'm not quite so sure.
Well, but let me say this to you. The people who are coming up with doing away with the history of this nation is not Earl Ingram, okay? It's Donald Trump, it's MAGA, and people like you. So to say that I'm playing a race card, you know, Donald Trump is holding the race deck. He knows where the card is if I'm playing it. And so conservatives and people like you know where that deck is. And so if I'm playing a race card, stop holding the racial deck. Okay? So.
Well, come up with this. Come up with something else, because that's all.
Let me ask you something. Do you think racism exists in this country, man?
Sure it does, but not to the degree that you're claiming.
Okay, so what degree? So educate me. To what degree does race play a role in this country? Educate me, because I don't know.
Well, that's not my argument.
I know. So you say it's not your argument because you don't have an argument. Because you're not a person of color.
You are a racist.
Let me say this to you, man. You are not a person. Let me say this to you. You are not a person of color. You don't understand. So black people make up 12% of the population in this country, 5% in the state of Wisconsin. Don't tell me that I'm a racist, okay? I've lived 70 years in this country. I've lived 70 years in this country. You say what?
I've probably worked in the inner city longer than you have. Okay, 15th in Keith, 12th in North. I've been there for 20 years, my friend.
And did I just tell you, man, I'm 70 years old and I still live in the inner city? So how are you going to live in that longer than me? You said what?
And one other thing.
No. I'm just disputing the foolishness that's coming out of your mouth. You can't compare.
You can't spew racist rants.
Why am I a racist? Explain to me what makes me a racist.
Okay, because whenever there's a problem, whenever things don't go the liberal way, they throw out racism. You know they do that. They've been doing that for over 50 years since I've been around on this planet.
You've been on the planet for 50 years, and you're telling me about racism. You know what?
Let me say this to you, man.
You have a right to your opinion. You're blind, and I get it. You can't deal.
Calling and attacking will get you nowhere. Calling and attacking gets you nowhere.
I'm attacking you.
That's what you do. This is your program. Your program's entertaining. I listen to it because it entertains me. But when you shoot off and make everything, you know, fear this, fear that, whitey this, that's not what I look at when I see.
John, have you not noticed that there are whites just like you who call in and they say the exact opposite of what you are saying? Have you noticed that?
It's quite a few.
Huh?
I really don't know. You can't speak now?
Okay. So what do you call the whites who call in and dispute what you're saying? What do you call them, racists?
Who dispute that you're
the whites who call here and say that there's racism and bigotry in this country, what do you call them?
I agree with that. I don't agree how you put it, that everything is that problem.
You didn't hear me say everything is that problem, man. You have never heard me say that. 855-752-4842 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Sheriff Todd Scarbin with an important message. Law enforcement teams from across Wisconsin work extremely hard to keep you safe, especially from violent crime. When liberal judges refuse to actually punish violent criminals, it undermines the entire criminal justice system. Some liberal judges, like Susan Crawford, do just that, and her record proves it. Crawford gave 4 years to a guy who sexually assaulted a six-year-old. She gave 2 years to a guy who beat up his girlfriend and also shot a man. And Crawford gave only 90 days for a guy who brutally beat and strangled a woman. We need a Supreme Court judge who will make public safety a top priority, who will interpret the rule of law in a firm but fair manner, and will not legislate from the bench. More than 80 sheriffs agree liberal judge Susan Crawford would make it harder for us to keep you safe.
Call Susan Crawford at 608-266-4231 and tell her to stop releasing dangerous criminals. Paid for by WMC Issues Mobilization Council.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Janine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive, an interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Matnair. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, the last caller who said, I listen to you because you're entertaining. Oh, hey man, I'm not here to entertain. If you're entertained by what I'm doing, fine. But, you know, we're talking about the truth. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, you're up.
Well, Earl, first off, I want to wish Mrs. Carty a very happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
I hope that Carty's playing that music to kind of put her in that sweet love mood. So good for you, Carty. Second, as I say every day on this show, and why I keep repeating it, we the people ultimately are the government. I also keep repeating, not just around election time, but every day, that we need to get money out of politics and we need to get lobbyists out of politics every single day, pretty much to ad nauseum. But this dude had just called up. I'm going to call him un-American. He is an un-American person. He is a joke. What, because Earl is a black man? That's why he talks about race all the time? Hell no. Earl never hardly talks about race. The only way Earl even talks about race is the fact that he is a black man and he is a host of this show. How dare you, sir? You have no decency. You might as well go back with McCarthy. You might as well go back with Hitler and Trump, because that's where you belong. I guess nowadays what it's going to become is just because you're a black person, you're automatically going to be a racist.
Well, you know.
Remember this, Earl. When Republicans feel it, they are doing
it. You know, Tom, you've listened to me for many years. How often do you hear me talking about race? Thank you very much for the call, man. I wish I had more time. Up next, Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what? Mike, you're up.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm going to hop over John's comments because they're just obnoxious. But what's really critical, getting back to what you were talking about before, is $100 million for the race for the Supreme Court here in Wisconsin shows all of us here in Wisconsin just how critical Wisconsin is in this whole fight that we're going on across the nation and globally. Wisconsin is the heart of the democracy. It truly, truly is. The Wisconsin idea is what was utilized by FDR and Teddy Roosevelt to break up monopolies and then get our nation back on track again. The Wisconsin idea. So they recognize that by spending, and they'll spend $200 million if that's what they think it's going to take. So just think about this for a second, people. When people can, when others can just continue to throw massive amounts of money. And by the way, whose money is it? Who knows? It's dark. We subjugated our responsibility to track accounting fundamentals. So we don't even know where the money's coming from. This is all on we the people. We got to be better than this. And last point real quick is we are existing in a failed trickle-down economics.
No question.
Called Reaganomics. Reaganomics. This is, we're here because the economy is fine, but the pie slices are way out of whack to where it's all going one direction.
Hey, Mike.
It's not we the people. It's going to the 1%.
Mike, thank you very much. Let's go to Mark from Racine. Mark, go ahead.
Yes. thank you. And that guy charging you with racism is pretty demented.
That's all right, man.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Ralph Nader has a suggestion that I think is very worthy. He's saying that either, the Democrats in the House and Senate could have unofficial hearings. And, you know, I presume an official hearing needs to be totally bipartisan, et cetera. And their hearings could point out what they would like to have, right, like raising minimum wage to at least $15 per hour. 85% of Americans support taxing the rich. They could talk about that. They could also point out all the illegal Trump executive orders and unconstitutional executive orders. In other words, it would make for some press. And yes, admittedly, they don't have the votes, but they can draw attention. You know, I mean, you and I, et cetera, and these listeners, we know what's going on. But you know, the John and the Jane Does, you know.
You know, Mark. I wish I had more time, man, but. You know, thank you very much for the call. But let me say this. $59 million spent last year for a state Supreme Court seat. Over $100 million a year later. And people are starving in this country. And they're getting ready to take even more away. And Tom is right. Money in politics, that's the Republicans' deal, man. That came through Republicans. Okay? So they can say whatever the hell it is they want to say. In the end, they're the ones who sanctioned it. They're the ones who said, okay, let's go with it. Republican idea. So if you're a Republican, look in the mirror, man. You guys created that. Well, the Democrats are spending a lot of money too. Yeah, but who created it? You know, so $100 million this year, next year what? $150 million? There's going to be another Supreme Court race next year. It's jumping up in increments of $50 million at a pop. Hey, man, and you're taking away food stamps. 855-752-4842. Thank you, everybody, who made the show go. Thank you, Cardi. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach, Madner on air. Tune in tomorrow for me and Sandy Williams. And Sandy Williams and I will continue the conversation.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. The chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, joins us to talk about the April 1st election and more. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
You have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump planning to sign an executive order today that would call for the shutdown of the U.S. Department of Education. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
The Department of Education does oversee funding to help low-income students and students with disabilities. It enforces civil rights laws to prevent discrimination in schools. It also oversees the process for students applying for college financial aid at a federal level. Now, the administration insists that none of those programs are going to be impacted, but it is unclear how. And we are learning that today there are multiple protests popping up across the country, with some teachers very concerned that their students are going to pay the price.
The Trump administration also said to be planning to designate a swath of land where the military would be granted new authority to hold migrants who have crossed the border from Mexico. The Israeli military says it'll no longer allow Palestinians to enter northern Gaza from the south. A blockade has been reestablished. Airstrikes over the strip overnight killed more than 85 Palestinians.